key element of the president's air safety plan is to put more federal marshals in the sky. The FAA aggressively is recruiting marshals through its website, and training has begun for law enforcement officers from other agencies who temporarily have been reassigned as air marshals. This training is being conducted simultaneously at FAA facilities around the country. NPR's Marianne Akers visited one facility near Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Just about every federal agency is lending officers to the Air Marshal Program. The Secret Service, Customs, the Drug Enforcement Administration, even the Immigration and Naturalization Service is loaning Border Patrol agents. Now, these officers are learning how to fight hijackers, some at the FAA's Tactical Training Center outside Atlantic City.
All right, shooters online. First course of fire. You will draw and fire three rounds. Stand by.
This is one of two shooting ranges on the sprawling grounds here. The smell of freshly fired bullets wafts over the loose rocks that make up the floor of the range. These officers are shooting automatic pistols at paper cutouts of human figures. With one of three shots, they're expected to hit the heart or the head. Jack Donovan is the FAA's special assistant for the Air Marshal Program. He says, sure, these law enforcement officers know how to combat a criminal, but they aren't necessarily trained to shoot and kill within the few split seconds it may take for a hijacker to charge the cockpit.
You take a police officer, he goes down an alley, goes for a bad guy, he could expend, you know, a magazine, two magazines, stray rounds. He can afford to do that. These guys can't. They got one shot, one kill. That's the bottom line.
Okay, the line's going hot. Eyes and ear protection. Shooters, are you loaded and ready?
About 50 yards away, a group of veteran air marshals are honing their skills. Veterans, but still very young. Most of them guys in their 20s and 30s. They're wearing black commando-style outfits, combat boots, and black hoods. They know that news reporters are visiting on this day, some with cameras, and they say they need to protect their identities. The marshals then take us to another part of the training facility to demonstrate a few hijacking scenarios. We walk up inside an old wide-body plane, an L-1011 that's permanently parked on the grounds. The lead instructor wears a hood and won't give his name.
We use multiple scenarios based on world events. We're gearing more of our scenarios right now to knife-type events.
In one drill, an air marshal poses as a hijacker. Another plays his real-life role, mingling, unassumed, with passengers on board the plane. The passengers for this training exercise are mannequins and frightened-looking reporters. The hijacker has taken a flight attendant hostage at knife point and is shoving her down the aisle toward the cockpit. Without warning, an air marshal sitting in first class stands up and aims at the hijacker's back.
The police! Do it now!
The next scenario is a more difficult one, air marshals say, because there are numerous hijackers armed with knives storming the cockpit.
Don't move! Let's go to the cockpit and kill the pilot!
Please do not move! Move now! Do not move!
Please, put your hands and dump your head now!
Okay, end of exercise.
The instructor says in each hijacking scenario, the marshal's goal is the same, to prevent the hijacker from entering the cockpit. The mission is all the more challenging now that the profile of a hijacker has changed, someone who wants to use the plane as a weapon. To the U.S. government's knowledge, there were no air marshals scheduled aboard any of the four flights that were hijacked on September 11th. Typically, in the past, air marshals have ridden on international flights only, but that is changing quickly. The government won't say how many air marshals will be hired, but the FAA's Jack Donovan says 150,000 applications have been downloaded from the agency's website. Among the requirements, you must be willing to travel anywhere, be on call 24 hours a day, and be no older than 40. Police officers around the country are expressing interest in joining up, but the older ones are upset that they're disqualified. D. Wells is 52 years old. He's retired from the Oklahoma Highway Patrol.
I think we have many years of experience in dealing with the public and dealing with critical and emergency situations. I think most of us have a good level of common sense and know when a situation is going bad or when it's not. Something of a sixth sense, I think, after a number of years of experience, and a huge benefit to the service.
The FAA already has relaxed the age limit for applicants, raising it from 37 to 40. Even so, Wells thinks President Bush is going to have a difficult time dramatically increasing the number of air marshals as he proposes. Until they are hired and trained, the FAA will focus on making air marshals out of the agents it's borrowed from elsewhere in the federal government. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Atlantic City.